Dungeons & Drimbus is rated R for rude language, rough violence, and raunchy humor.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
I do declare, here's what happened previously on Dungeons and Drimbus. After meeting a new group in the midst of a tragic velociraptor attack, the gals hardly have time to breathe before their new friend Grotto is the first victim of a Compsognathus attack. Having suffered two tremendous losses and a number of injuries, the group decides to continue investigating the water, where they say people go missing at night. Upon arriving at the nearest lake, they find a mosasaur swimming inside, only to discover it seems to be some manner of construct guarding the lake. Jessica casts a spell of water breathing, and the group descends into the perilous depths of the lake. I do declare, Your Honor is back in session.
We are in the transitionary hours between Sunday, 27th of fall, and Monday, 1st of winter. Winter is here.
Well, winter's parking right now, but it'll be here in a second.
Oh my goodness, I feel the chill in the air. Whew. Well, more so a chill in this water. My goodness, I feel like I've been swimming for ages.
How are you talking underwater? How are you? Oh, so you're drowning.
You sink into the depths of the deep blue water. The light shrinks further and further away, and you feel around, finding a passage forward, further toward the center of the island. Carla swims ahead with perfect form, and eventually, through the near pitch black of the water, you see rays of brilliant blue light shining through. You swim to them and see the tunnel opens up into another wide entrance from which the light comes flooding in.
I got a wide entrance for you.
The party quickly swims the 30 or so feet up and you gasp for air.
Oh my goodness. I haven't come to an entrance that wide in quite a long time.
What? What did you just say?
I mean, this entryway here, it was just the widest thing that I've ever done seen. How about you?
No comment.
Okay, well, how about you, Carla? I know you've got to have a wide passage there for your voice to come through, yeah?
She just sings and leaps out of the water onto a little bank. Speaking of, You find yourself in a cavern.
Oh, I forgot to bring my dang deposit with me if we're on a bank.
God damn it. You find yourself in a cavern.
Thank God.
The pool from which you emerge is encased in a small domed pocket of stone. Overhead sit a number of brilliant blue crystals, giving off this powerful but calming aquamarine glow that lights both the cavern and the water beneath you. There is a small bank that you can climb up onto, which Carla has leapt onto with grace, and on the bank sits a massive heavy steel door, like a bank vault, with a rotating lock and all. Above the wheel sits an odd contraption, like a mirror of sorts, only not reflective, and surrounded by a number of buttons.
So we're not in an actual bank, right? You just keep making these bank references that makes it feel, I know we're not, but then you said bank vault, so then I start really feeling like, oh, maybe we are at a bank.
Martin comes out of the water and says,
do you think they'll let me make a withdrawal?
Probably, if we're at a bank. That's why I'm asking. If anyone's gonna know.
I mean, okay, now where's... Does anybody see the start of the queue or something? I'm really confused as to where we, like... Is there a spot for deposits specifically and then a spot for withdrawals?
Probably once we get in. We gotta go in there.
Do you think we gotta talk to, like, that window thing on there? Maybe?
You mean this mirror-looking thing over here?
Yeah.
I mean, we could certainly give it a bit of a try there.
It's worth a shot. Go ahead. Jessica, please. Talk to it.
Okay. Hi. Hey. How are you?
Jessica, you're shouting at it from the water and nothing happens.
Oh, Jessica starts to, as she's shouting, she starts to paddle over to the edge of the bank and she hoists herself as gracefully as she can.
You feel two hands push you up Rachel, who has not fully emerged, I guess was still swimming up, like comes up at the edge and with her two hands helps give you a boost up.
Thank you. Oh, Rachel, my goodness. thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No worries.
Jessica holds out her hand as she's on the bank to help Rachel up onto the bank.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know. All that pitch black water was kind of scary. I didn't like it.
Same. Me too. Not a fan. Please, can we not do it again? Thank you.
I mean, if there's another way out, we certainly will take it.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I don't intend to go that deep underwater ever again.
That's okay. I'm glad we're all, you know, on the same page.
So Jessica starts to walk over to the mirror-looking object that may or may not be a screen. And she goes, hello. Hi there. My name's Jessica. What's yours?
You hear no response. However, as you get closer, you can inspect the object, and above the wheel sits a surface, one that, to people in our world, would look a lot like a screen. It sits blankly. On the upper edge of the surface are five arrow-shaped buttons pointing up, and on the lower edge, there are five arrow-shaped buttons pointing down.
Hey, Jess! Jessica! Jess!
Yeah, what?
Touch it!
Okay, and Jessica just puts her palm on the mirror.
Nothing happens.
Okay. Are we going up or going down?
Well, it felt like we were swimming down, so...
You guys swam down, out, and then back up.
Okay. I assume we want to go up, but if we want to, like, explore and do, like, bottom up, like, bottom to top...
I mean, I do like a good bottom.
That, I had a feeling you were going to say something like that, so...
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot, and Jessica will press the first down arrow button to see what happens.
As you press the first down arrow button, you see the surface come to life. Within it are a number of filaments that light up to form characters. You know, kind of like those steampunk clocks, where the numbers are like filaments in a light bulb type thing?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. And so it lights up, and you see five different characters. And when you press that first down button, they all light up to make dashes.
Okay.
So there are five dashes on the display right now.
Okay.
Five.
And has anything lit up from me pressing the button, or just like the screen kind of came to life? I woke it up.
The screen came to life and it created those characters.
Okay.
It was like turning on a light bulb, basically.
So five dashes. Did anybody happen to see any sort of evidence or text or hints anywhere?
Well, we're going to walk over to you, Jess. Barbara would like to take a closer look at it, I guess.
All right. If you want to inspect anything in particular, let me know and roll an investigation check. Martin just stares at it and goes,
looks like a doohickey.
Oh, good.
That's for sure. I'd like to inspect the vault door to see if there's any sort of inscriptions or instructions of any kind.
Roll an investigation check for me.
Natural 20 plus 5 brings it to 25.
So this, like, screen device, it's almost like a shadow box in its thickness, because since these are physical filaments that are lighting up, there's, like, glass and then all the filaments behind it that can light up in, you know, in different shapes to form different characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is all contained in this kind of box that has the arrows on it as well, up top and beneath it. And along the titanium border of the box, you see an engraving. And it says, structure begets order. Order begets power. As you see this, Rachel actually comes up and goes, wait, it says something here. Structure begets order. Order begets power.
Oh.
Is it like a riddle or something?
You know, that sounds like a pretty sure bet right there. I've run into a lot of riddles in my lifetime. And that seems right up there with them.
It is very odd how often I run into riddles in my life as well.
You just said structure begets order?
Yeah, order begets power.
Could someone kindly refresh my memory on the definition of begets?
It's basically gets, like creates. Like when you have structure, it creates order.
I was pretty sure, but you know.
You know what, Jess? I respect the fact that you asked that question because I assumed, and I totally could have been wrong.
Carla turns around and says, it's a special kind of bread.
Oh my gosh.
Begets. Okay, so structure begets power. No.
Order.
Structure begets order, and then order begets power.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, and there's five character possibilities. So it's a five-letter word, I'm assuming.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, now this is just a shot in the dark here, but Libre has five letters. That's the name of the island.
You know what? Just do it. What have we got to lose at this point? I think that's a pretty educated guess, I think. So I would
Jessica
try.
Is gonna start pressing the first up arrow.
Okay.
And she's gonna see if it cycles through the alphabet.
As you press the up arrow, you see 0. Then it flickers to 1. Then it flickers to 2.
Okay, wait. Jessica starts hitting the down arrow and going the opposite direction.
Okay, it goes 2, 1, 0. It flickers to the dash symbol. And then it flickers to Z. And then Y. And then so on and so forth.
Good Lord.
Okay. Jessica is going to continue to press the down arrow until she gets to the letter L.
Okay, it appears.
Jessica, assuming that she is understanding what is going on, will then go to the next down arrow over and press until she gets to I.
Okay.
And then goes to the up arrow of the third one.
Efficient. We love it.
And presses through to the B because she thinks it'll be faster.
Uh-huh.
Because she thinks you only cycle through 0 through 9. So she stops at the B and then she goes back to the down arrow side and goes to the R for the next one. Oh, damn, I passed it. And then she presses the up arrow to get back to the R. And then she presses the up arrow of the last one to get to the E. And as she gets to the E, she jumps back and sees if anything happens.
She jumps back and Martin swats at you. You seem to have scared him. He goes, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry there, Martin. I just wasn't sure if, you know,
Yeah.
If it's the wrong password, if it just kind of freaks out there.
I'm not the best with sudden movements.
All right, I'll try to move a little slower.
Okay.
And with that, Jessica slowly makes her way to the vault door and tries to like pull on like the vault handle thing.
Yeah, it is very locked.
It is still very locked. Lovely. Okay. Well, that's a bust in terms of Libre.
That was a good try, though. I like that one.
Hey, you know, thanks. I just
it was a strong one. It. Yeah. Strong choice. Strong start, I would say. So we have the options of letters and numbers. I don't know why. I feel like we might have a number in there. I could be wrong, but I just feel like with the option.
What number would it be, though? Or...
I don't know.
What does that riddle even mean?
Structure begets order. Order begets power. And you can't spell baguette because that's too long.
But you can spell beget.
You could.
Rachel goes up and starts finicking with the buttons and spells beget. And goes, and turns on the lock and nothing happens.
Okay. I would be very impressed if something did.
I would be very impressed indeed, especially with one of you figuring it out instead.
One of you? What does that mean?
Oh, I'm gonna let Jess handle that while Barbara sits to the side.
Oh, you know, it doesn't mean anything in particular. It just means that you guys all have a certain quality about you that all seems to be somewhat similar.
This is...
I think it's surviving this traumatic event on the island. I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. We are all kind of bonded like that.
Yeah. It's not like you're the same person. That's not what I meant.
I'm just looking at my notes really quick to see if I can... Is it Crichton?
No, that would be way too many letters.
Isn't it just four? Or did I spell it wrong?
C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N.
Oh, yeah. I spelled it wrong. See, that's the issue here. I spelled it with... five letters.
Ooh, okay, now wait a second. Now hear me out. What about court? Court is a five-letter word.
I do really love court systems.
And then Jessica starts cycling through the letters until it spells court, and I try on the lock to see if anything moves.
Nothing happens.
Nothing. Okay, well, you know, sometimes them's the breaks. It looks like the court system really let us down. Don't you agree, Quan?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm like writing down words and I'm really trying to see how many five letter words are actually winning.
Are we sure it's a word?
No, we're not.
It does have numbers and dashes.
I'm certainly not positive on any front.
Structure begets order. Order begets power.
It's like I would definitely jump on the idea of like a four number kind of thing, you know, like it's a year or something, but with the five, it is throwing me off. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well,
so.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're in a four.
Don't patronize
cycle.
Me. You know what it is. No. This is the part where the NPCs, it's like, damn you, because I know you know. You don't know that you know, but
what
I know.
Mean? I don't know what. I've never been here before.
Oh, shut up.
Jeez.
Structure begets. No, order begets structure.
No, structure begets order. You had it.
Structure begets order. Order begets power. P O W E R. Power is five letters, but I don't think it's just a word with the number options.
Do you think it's like one of those old. Like MySpace sort of things where you like you type it so but like if you put power the O is a zero and the E is like a three, you know.
That certainly opens us up to a lot more combinations.
It does, doesn't it?
We love a secure password.
Jessica's gonna take a look at the inscription to see if any of the letters are numbers.
No, you don't notice any.
Okay.
What if I don't know, like, structure, order, maybe the numbers just need to be in order? Or what if it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I will punch you. I will fly to New York and I will punch you if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's
what's
what.
New York?
Shut up, I will punch you.
Jessica goes over and switches it to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. and tugs on the lock.
Nothing happens.
Oh my.
Yeah, shit. I didn't think so.
Good. Good.
Martin feels very hurt after that, and you see he limps over with his warhammer and sits down next to Carla in the water.
Martin, it wasn't at you, okay?
Who was it at, huh?
The gods.
Sorry, I'm just snippy.
No, it's not your fault. It was very strong.
I miss my kids.
Aw, Martin. Your kids miss you too, if it's any consolation.
They do, very much.
Your son seemed gung-ho about trying to get on this dang island and get you out of here.
I don't know if I'm gonna see them again.
Well, you know, I'd still keep up hope that you're gonna see them.
I hope so.
And you see he kind of, once he sees you turn away, he like lifts up his shirt and starts checking some of the like makeshift bandaging that you did on his side, and it is like soaked through with blood.
Oh. Jess, we should probably redo those bandages.
Okay. Do we,
you are all sopping wet right now.
Jessica tears off a bit of her skirt and starts beating it on the side of the wall to beat the water out of it.
Yeah, Barbara's gonna rip a piece of her skirt off and like wring it dry.
Barbara, and Jessica conjures a firebolt in her hand, but she doesn't cast it out anywhere. So she's just kind of letting it hover in her hand as she like holds the piece of skirt to help dry it. Here, yeah, get it close to this, and not too close. We don't want it to catch.
Of course. Sure. Barbara's gonna stand close and kind of hold the skirt pieces in both the hands and like stretch it out. Good thinking, Jess.
Oh, you know me. I try to think things through, but this order begets power. Power begets no.
Power begets pussy.
Okay.
Jessica starts pressing the button till it spells pussy.
Oh no. It opens.
Oh no.
Kidding.
She changes the P to a B. See if tests it better.
Roll a d20.
Roll a d20. Come on.
Natural 20. Nat 20. Nat 20.
The d20 is a 6.
Fuck.
Okay, it doesn't open.
Oh. At least you humored it. That's kind. That's really kind of you. You didn't have to do that.
All right. This feels pretty nice and crispy and dry at this point in time. Here.
Thank you. Yeah, and Barbara's going to take the pieces and go over to Martin and just, like, gesture towards him to kind of lay down and be like, may I?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Martin, you know, it's wet. It should definitely be replaced. Not to mention it's soaked right through with, blood, so...
I could try to cauterize the wound, and then Jessica casts another firebolt in her hand.
Maybe not.
Are you sure? We don't want you to keep bleeding.
I think he'll be... Oh, we'll just start with the wrap.
Just a little pressure, and he lays down and lifts up his shirt and begins to unwrap the wound around his abdomen, and you see... It is now, like, inflamed. Mm. Like, it has puffed up a little bit, and there's, like, pus starting to form inside the opening.
Ew.
Puss. Puss starting to form?
Yeah.
Puss.
Is it puss?
I've always heard it pronounced puss.
It is puss. You said puss? It's puss. Oh,
I've
no.
I always said puss.
No, you have not. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Puss.
My entire life.
Puss.
Okay, so you need to leave this in the episode, for this will be the audiogram for that week. Thank you. It's puss.
Puss.
Puss. Fuck. Oh my gosh.
It's a disease. It's spreading.
It's spreading.
It's only a matter of time before it jumps across the pond and infects me too.
Okay, so... Oh my gosh. Okay. Puss.
Bob is gonna... do a best to kind of clean it off just a little bit, just the edges around, and wrap the new bandage around Martin.
Roll a medicine check for me.
Oh, tits. Hey, okay, that's a 16.
Thank God.
Okay. You bandage him and it seems nice and tight. It does not seem to be immediately soaking through. You manage to clean it up a little bit and It doesn't necessarily look like things have improved, but it looks like things are not going to get much worse.
Nice.
At least at the moment.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Just don't push yourself too much, okay? And I know the swimming wasn't really an option, but...
Don't push yourself too much.
Oh my God.
We're halfway there.
Come on, I'm not scared of that dingus. You know what they say. The bigger they are, the bigger they fall. He's right behind me, isn't he?
I'm gonna break you in half now.
This is the Halftime Ad. With Nikki B.
Oh, this has been such an amazing... This is a good... This has been a really good celebration. A so good Gymiversary. You guys are the best Gymiversaries. There's so much support from the patrons and the patrons and the, even the, just the listeners. There's so much support. Thank you.
And just like that, the Drimbus birthday celebration is coming to a close. Really, I speak for every single one of us at Whimsic Productions when I say that your support means the world. We never could have imagined having as many amazing fans as we do now.
So today, I just want to give you all a reminder that now is your final chance to take advantage of our birthday sale. If you want access to our constantly growing catalog of bonus content, special merch like our signed wall prints, the chance to get to play in a game with us, or any number of the other perks we've got, then now is a great time to sign up and get 20% off an annual membership.
For this Gymiversary, we've set a stretch goal of 50 patrons. If you can help us hit that, then we'll be putting together all of our best and dumbest ideas into a compendium of chaos. A Drimbus adventure book, so you can create your own goofy adventures featuring some of our wildest creations.
If you've already signed up or now isn't a great time, then you can show your love for the show on social media by sharing the show or by leaving a review on your podcast app of choice.
Regardless, we're so grateful just to have you listening and want to thank you all for making the last 2 years such a blast.
Speaking of thank yous, let's give a big old thanks to our wonderful patrons. Jerry Benetatos, Queso Loco, Victoria Madrid,
Alejandro Lopez, Ace Andrews, Thomas Murphy, Emrys Craig,
Regina Russell, Morgan Holly, Salty,
Adrian Bundy, Sam Olivos, Jordan Cobb,
The Unnamed Rogue, John Gillette, Chloe G, Con Air on DVD,
NB Star, Stevie B. Keys, Doubtful Guest, Michael Richters,
Greta and Beignet, Davis Walden, Fina Moon Strider, Danny Dewdrop, Myth Mouse, Will Woodwall, Callie Wolf, Brandon M. Bishop Bridge, and Punky Goat. I love you guys so much. I love you so much. I could kiss you.
That was a kiss from all of us at Whimsic Productions.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I literally just keep thinking of words and I keep writing them down and I hate myself because they're all six letters and they're not five and I feel like a dumbass. Like, what the
fuck? Jessica's kind of just staring at it and she scrolls through the letters and she has the screen say power just as a test of like power begets power.
Yeah.
Might be like the completing phrase. And then she tries the lock.
It does not seem to budge.
Okay. Well.
Wait. And Bob is going to go and she's going to change the O to a zero. Just for fun.
It doesn't.
Wait. We didn't change the E to a three.
Oh, shit. You're right. Sorry. And Bob is going to start slamming on it.
Still doesn't budge.
Damn it. Wait a minute.
What?
No.
So I'm starting to think we might be kind of... pardon my fantasy French here. But we might be kind of fucked because if there are dashes, I mean, that kind of complicates things a lot, right? Because it could not be a five-letter word. It could be a smaller word. It could be numbers. It could be like an equation. Like, this introduces a lot more to the jam.
Yes. Okay. This is an excellent point, Rachel. Now, we can see this as a bad thing, okay? But it just means that we have more options, right? And we just get to try again. And life is just about trying, right? At least that I've found. Correct me if I'm wrong, please.
You're right.
Okay.
I did not sell out a 1,200-person auditorium until I was 17. But I kept on trying.
There you go. Okay. Well, there you go. Congrats, by the way. That is an excellent accomplishment. Good for you.
Carla, she's listening to you, but she's also very clearly gotten an idea in her head. And she bounces over to the screen and she goes,
a structure begets order, and order begets a power. Who is more powerful than...
And she presses the buttons.
Carla.
And she goes to turn the lock very triumphantly, and it does not. And she goes, oh, it must have been broken. Let's leave.
Well, hey, you know, I'm sure there is a lock out there where you are the answer, Carla. I am positive.
The lock to everyone's hearts, yes.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, this just might be, you know, not a lock to a heart, maybe a lock to a secret playground. And Barbara's gonna make her way over to Jess and be like, Jess, can you just refresh my memory real quick, really quickly? Jason. Why do I know that name? Who is Jason?
And the Argonauts?
Is that it? Because I have it written here in my notes and it just says Jason. It just says, Jason, go on to the sea where I could rest. I don't remember what that is referring to.
Wait, say that again. Jason and who?
Okay, so I have Jason dash gone to the sea where I could rest.
Oh.
Who is that referring? It's in my notes, so.
And Jessica leans over and whispers,
I wrote that letter. It was found in the pocket with a pocket full of dead fish, perhaps. It was a letter to distract from the guy I killed. Okay. Yeah. We cool.
Yeah. Just really wanted to place that. Twas in my notes, and I just didn't have a reference really for it. So.
Okay. Yeah.
Was off to the side. Sorry.
Yeah. Great to bring that up.
Good. Well, hey, you want to put Jason in the thing and just see what happens? It's fun.
Why not? And Jessica puts in Jason, gives the lock a tug, and it doesn't budge.
Oh, wait. You know who are the most powerful people in the world? Women. And if I put in this five-letter word and the lock doesn't budge, that means that this door is a misogynist and should be canceled. So let's just see if this works. And Jessica types around with the arrows and it spells women.
Rachel says, well, in the event that the door is a misogynist, you wouldn't say the person that made it is a misogynist, right?
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll find out if it opens, and then I'll make that determination.
This would be a very damning, this would be a damnation on our world.
Roll a d20.
Flat d20 comes back at a 13.
Girls, do not run this world.
Ah, no!
Not yet, at least.
Did you put woman or woman?
I went with the E. Women.
What if you change the E to like an X?
Very inclusive.
Yeah, you know how they, you know.
All right, why not?
I mean, I'm just saying.
You guys are really just digging me deeper into this hole, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You came to a gal's recording session. What did you expect?
And Wimix is on the screen. Jessica gives the lock a tug.
None.
Yeah, that's misogynist.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Girls is a five-letter word. Maybe girls?
Who run the world, girls? And then Jessica goes over, puts in girls, gives the lock a tug.
Nope.
Order begets power. Power begets fuck.
Structure begets order. Order begets power. There's got to be something there, right? So, like, okay, what could it be referring to? Structure, order, and power. What... structure like a corset?
Like a corset? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it gives you structure, right?
Yeah, it has some structure to it. It adds some structure to a garment, that's for sure.
Order like numbers or alphabetical order or numerical order? Power. What has power?
All these six letter words are pissing me off. Structure begets order. Order begets power.
I mean, like kings? Or queen? For power? We tried court.
Think of a judge, if you want.
Judge, that's good.
Judge. Try judge, I suppose.
Jessica puts in judge and pulls on the lock.
Gee, I sure would like to meet a judge someday.
Well, it's your lucky day. Hi, Judge Jessica Belcher, at your service.
Rachel turns around and says, hold up a minute. You're a judge?
Well, kind of, sort of. Yeah, I'd say yes.
What court?
The court of serenity.
Huh, well, my husband could really use your help. I told you he was a lawyer. You didn't mention that.
Well, you know, I only have jurisdiction in those particular region where I am a judge, you know? So I don't know if I, in this point in time, I'm more in the lawyer capacity than the judge capacity. So it wasn't necessarily relevant, you know?
Quan gives you a hug as you're looking at Rachel from like behind. He goes, nice to meet you, Judge.
Hi, cute. It's nice to meet you too.
Cool.
I'm glad you're warming up. And Jessica kind of gives him a pat on the head.
Thanks.
I am just so stumped. And that's not like me.
It's true.
I usually get these pretty quick.
John, you said it was going to be easy. You lied.
I didn't realize I was playing with a bunch of dumbos.
I guess so. Damn, I'm rusty.
So, what begets power? What does that mean? Power? What? Like, what kind of power?
Structure begets power. Structure begets order. Order begets power. Power begets. If power weren't to beget.
I mean, it doesn't say power begets. I feel like we're assuming.
I know, but, you know, it just kind of feels like it's the power of threes. You know what I'm saying?
Do we think that inscription even has anything to do with the code? I mean, I do think it does, but I just mean like my...
Yeah, we were kind of under that impression. That was the one clue we were kind of going with them, if you hadn't noticed. That's what we were going on with.
Trying to think of all the law terms, you know?
Power.
Or, no, we got order. I was going to say law and order.
Bob is going to type in SVU.
With a dash on either end.
But she's gonna use three U's. SVU.
Roll a perception check for me.
Oh, ooh, that is a not natural 20.
Okay, so you put in dash, SVU dash.
Yeah, that's probably better than putting three U's. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
Oh, wait, no, tell me what you're putting in.
Well, Jess had said dash SVU dash. I was originally going to put SVUUU.
SVU!
Exactly. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say dash SVU dash. That's probably the better option.
Okay. You put this in and you turn the lock. It does not open. However, you feel like compared to previous openings, it has budged a little bit more. As if maybe some part of this combination was correct.
Right. Some part. You don't know what part, but some part. Jess, do you think what do you think? Is it a dash or a letter?
Well, we haven't had any dashes. So I'm gonna go ahead and say...
The dash?
The dashes, maybe.
Okay. You think it's dashes all across the board?
This is just like when I used to do crosswords with my kids.
Were you any good at crosswords?
No.
I see.
Jessica changes it to dashes across the board and pulls at the lock.
Roll a perception check for me.
That was a 3.
It's locked.
Okay.
Do you want to pull on the lock to see if you perceive anything?
Yeah,
here?
Let me see if I could just twist it all open with brute strength. But I'm really doing a perception check.
Ooh! That is 23.
This feels the same to you as last time.
Okay.
All right, so 2 dashes.
Let's stick with the 2 dashes.
One on either end.
How can you tell?
You know, it's just a feeling.
Can't stop this feeling. Jessica changes the middle 3 letters to G-O-D. And she pulls on the lock.
Do not flatter me.
It does not open.
Fair. Good one, though.
Thanks.
Can I be honest? When you said G-O-D, I didn't see a G and I saw a J. And I was like, what the fuck is Jod? I was like, what does that mean?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we have a 3-letter word and it's structure begets order, order begets power, or I don't know, 2 dashes on the end. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Power, power, power. Power!
Sorry.
No, it's okay, please.
He tries a PWR and turns the lock and nothing happens.
What? Where does power come from? The people? PPL?
Yeah, I thought the people, but people didn't... Oh, people fully didn't fit. Try PPL.
PPL!
It's still locked.
Damn it.
Jessica goes over and tries... She does the dash, and then she does an S, and then an O.
SOS?
And then... A P.
Sop.
Structure, order, power.
Sop.
And then a dash. And then she pulls on the lock to see if anything happens.
Sop.
It is locked.
Sop, bitch. Okay, but we're gonna stick
with
the
dash. Get a bucket and a sop for all this power.
We're gonna stick with the dash and the S.
Because there was that moment.
There was that moment.
That the listeners can't. Yeah. Here, but God looked intrigued by the letter S.
Yeah, you saw that? So we're going to stick with dash S.
Do not read into my facial expressions.
No, we're going to read into it. Shut up.
And then Jessica changes the second letter. She changes the 3rd character to U, the 4th character to an N, and she tries dash sun dash. Pulls on the lock.
Locked.
Your Honor, Jurassic Park, Part 12, The Lock, Part 3.
Oh my God.
Several hours later.
Carla gets up and goes, I know where the power comes from.
She puts S-E-X and turns. And it's locked.
Damn it.
But is it like a little less locked than before?
Roll an investigation check.
You know what? I will. That is... That's a 15.
It's the same.
Try a beefed.
No. Oh man, we were so dumb. We're still so dumb.
Oh, wait a second. Jessica ignores the S at the beginning. She changes it from the S at the beginning. Puts L A W.
Law.
Law. And tries at the lock.
Roll a perception check for me.
I hope it works. I really do.
That's a 12 for Jessica's perception check.
This perhaps feels the most open you've ever felt it.
Okay.
But it's still locked.
Okay. Okay, it feels like it has a bit more give, so let's workshop this.
Lol.
Okay, law.
Low. LOL.
Low.
Love. Love! Love is the ultimate source of power. God, I love my wife and kids so much.
Power begets love.
I'm sure you do. No, but we got the two dashes on either end. Law, low, let.
Saw,
see, so, sow.
Caw, daw.
I change it back to an S.
Okay.
Just to see if it feels like that.
Okay. Roll a very difficult perception check.
18.
Okay. It feels less open.
Feels less.
Yeah. Like you changed a correct letter.
Okay.
Wow. So we're going to stick with
L. We're going to lock in the letter L.
Yeah, Vanna, I'm going to take a letter L.
Excuse me. Jessica starts shouting at the monitor. Excuse me, I'd like to buy a vowel, please. I will spend all that I have on that vowel.
You just hear the hum of the filaments.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a goddamn second. Jessica switches the A to another L. And then switches it the fourth symbol to a C.
Uh-huh.
So it's dash LLC dash, and she pulls on the lock.
I was literally writing that down right now. If that works, I'm gonna punch everything.
What does that even mean?
LLC!
Don't worry about it!
And as he says that, it opens.
I literally wrote that down right before you said it. I thought it was stupid, and I'm really glad you said it, because I wouldn't have said it.
Holy shit, it worked! What?
The power lies within a limited liability corporation, everyone, because this is an LLC.
What is that?
So they have limited liability for what's been going on around here.
How did you know that?
Well, you know, a lot of companies have LLC at the end of their thing. It denotes them for for court case, it's a court case thing, you know, LLC, Limited Liability Corporation.
Huh.
It means that they don't have, there's certain elements of the business that they have to undertake.
Look, the point is that we got it open. I think we need to go. It's time to go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And at this point, you hear a splash from behind. And you hear a, "Don't worry, everyone. I'm here." As Twiggs pulls himself up onto the bank.
I completely forgot that was a thing.
I was betting you would.
Yes. I did. I truly did.
This has been Your Honor. Your Honor features the vocal talents of Michael Pisani as Jessica Felcher and Amanda Fernandez Acosta as Barbara. The rest of the world is voiced by your DM, Giancarlo Herrera. This episode was edited and sound designed by Giancarlo Herrera. If you'd like to support the show, consider checking out the links in the show notes or go to patreon.com/drimbus. Our patrons get access to exclusive perks like our After the Show After the Drimbus, free exclusive merch, bonus series, and the chance to create items for the show or have NPCs named after you. Oh, and don't forget to tweet using hashtag Drimbus to be entered to win a free Dungeons & Drimbus sticker. Thank you so much for listening, and I do declare, I'll see you all next week.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
A wee supervillain?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God,
he could kill himself.
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No. But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lack the answers to, yikes.